Recognizing the smaller farmers. Hello and thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday at Tennessee State University's Cooperative Extension Farm in Cheatham County, hundreds of folks braved the heat to take in a really good field day. This was the third year for the Small Farmer Expo and Small Farmer Recognition Program. Dr. Clyde Chesney is administrator of the Cooperative Extension Program at TSU.
It's a celebration, but it's also a great teaching and learning opportunity, a great networking opportunity, a great opportunity to form partnerships and celebrate the Tennessee Small Farmer of the Year program.
Now, the expo gave folks a chance to see research results from the 124-acre working farm that includes row crops and fruits and vegetables. Plus, they also announced the Small Farmer of the Year in various categories. Donald Blankenship of Rutherford County was named winner in Best Practice Management.
A lot of niche farms are supported here, and a lot of diversified operations and operations that are maybe part-time and weekend people. You know, like the saying is, you know, some people work 8 to 5, and from 5 after is their operation. And events like this help support them a whole lot, and especially in the smaller categories.
Blankenship's farm includes row crops, hay, beef cattle, and pumpkins. Now, the winner in the Alternative Enterprises and the title of Overall Small Farmer of the Year went to Steve and Carol Gordon of Giles County.
Well, we were surprised because what we do is just an everyday thing at home. We try to do the best we can, and it's a real nice little token when you work really hard. We were surprised and appreciative.
Now, the Gordons operate limo land that includes limousine cattle and specialty crops like pumpkins, strawberries, and nursery crops. Now, other farmers recognized were Mark and Becky Haddon for innovative marketing, Rodney Fugit for best practice management, and Joe Clayton for alternative enterprises. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.